So this all covered, all this field is, well, it's covered by thousands and thousands of men.
All you can see are men, as far as the eye can see, in these solid blocks. And it must have seemed to the defenders on the ridge that they were going to be completely unstoppable.
Yeah.
Now, cannon are firing at them, so they're taking casualties, these columns, but that's not making any difference to them. They're so well disciplined. The men are just falling out, the injured and the killed, and they're carrying on, they're closing up ranks. Slowly but surely, they're getting towards the Allied positions up on the ridge there. Now, up there, just on the ridge lines, we can see ahead of us, there's a big block of Netherlands soldiers, 2,000 of them, put in front of, rather unfairly, I think, by Wellington, in front of the ridge line, and they were the first point of defence. And as these massive columns were getting closer and closer and closer, the Netherlanders were getting more and more spooked. And when they got really close, they just upsticked and left. And they just stream on back through the British line, and all you've got left now are the British soldiers. And the question is, are they going to be enough to stop the French breaking through the line?
His forces were outnumbered, but Wellington trusted his infantry more than any other part of his army. Now was the time to find out if he was right.
Ready.
Fire!
Recover!
These reenactors are practicing the drills that made Wellington's infantry such a formidable foe. Under the guidance of former Army Rifles Major Rob Ewell. To find out how they prepared for battle, I'm joined by serving soldiers from the Coldstream Guards. Their predecessors fought at Waterloo.